The Health Service executive is expected to announce an expansion of its recruitment freeze to include some frontline posts. It's understood that the areas impacted will include non-consultant hospital doctors, junior doctors if you like, but not training posts. Other areas likely to be affected will be patient and client support services, which would include a range of grades, such as healthcare assistance. There's also expected to be a freeze on agency spending. Well, let's get reaction now to from David Cullinan, Sinn Féin health spokesperson. He's in our Waterford studio. David Cullinan, what do you make of what we're hearing today from the HSE about the extension of this recruitment freeze?
Well, I think what we're seeing is the full implications of the dramatic underfunding of our health services, which are now starting to become clear. The reality is that this recruitment freeze will really bite. It is non-training junior doctors. It's also healthcare assistants. It will be a disaster for health services. It will impact directly on patient care. And can I say I have had discussions this morning with the Irish Medical Organisation, and they are really concerned now about the impact that this recruitment freeze will have on patients and for those who work in the healthcare service. We have known for some time that junior doctors work far too many hours. The government consistently has been in breach of the European Directive Working Time Act in relation to junior doctors. And we know we need an additional 800 junior doctors to deal with that. And now we have a recruitment freeze. But I'm concerned about the dramatic underfunding right across our health services, because I think it will have catastrophic consequences for patient safety and patient care, Brian, in the area of disabilities, in mental health. We've known over the last number of months that we have real problems with children's healthcare, children with spina bifida and scoliosis, patients on trolleys in record numbers, people waiting too long in emergency departments. And what we now have is a real crisis in healthcare. I've spoken
Do we have an indication of how long this is going to be in place for?
We don't, and I've spoken to the head of the HSE on a number of occasions this morning, because I am really, really concerned. And I've also spoken to a lot of people who work in the healthcare service. The head of the HSE is very clear that the health service has not been properly funded. We've also heard that from the Minister for Health. And the people who have to take responsibility for that are the heads of the three parties in government. And this
David
is,
Cullinan,
in my
sorry to cut across you, but we have record levels of health spending and health overruns as well, as we know this year. And the figure for next year is in excess of 22 billion euro. We're well up there in terms of spending.
But we're not, and the Minister for Health acknowledged that in the Dáil chamber this week when he said we're actually not at the top of the list, far from it, when it comes to health spending.
Well, we're a long way from anywhere close to the bottom.
Brian, bear with me for a second. We are dealing now with a very real crisis in the Irish healthcare system. I don't have to tell you, and I certainly don't have to tell your listeners, of the problems in emergency departments, a million people on waiting lists, and all of those issues in relation to mental health and disability services and access of healthcare services for children. All of that is well known. The head of the HSE has told me that the health service is not properly funded and that this will have dire consequences. So I have to do my job and hold this government to account. I am very, very clear in my analysis that this will have catastrophic consequences for health next year. You cannot underfund the health service to the extent that the government has done. They have provided less than half of what is necessary next year. That's reckless in the extreme. And the consequences of that will mean less money for medicines, less money for hospitals, less money for primary and community care.
Sorry, David, the health budget should be over 40 billion?
I didn't say it should be over 40 billion.
You said less than half has been provided.
No, of the additional money that was needed for next year. So we know that whatever the government got in the budget this year is less than half of what is necessary even to stand still.